Hare Krishna. Today, I got a whole string of questions from Kengvesh Andrash, and it's about lying. Honestly, that's what it's about. Okay, he says, what is the source of lying? Well, like everything, the source of everything, its pure state is Krishna. Krishna is the original liar. We see how, as a little baby, Krishna was eating dirt, and with Mother Yashoda asked him, are you eating dirt? Krishna says, no, I'm not. Or when he's accused of stealing yogurt from pots, he just says, no, actually, I wasn't stealing. The pots were leaking, and I was just collecting it to put it back. So Krishna's the original liar, as he is the original thief. But because he's the absolute truth, and because he's the supreme enjoyer, these are integral parts of his pastimes. Therefore, stealing, lying, is all truth when it comes to Krishna. However, we're parts and parcels of Krishna, and we're not enjoyers, neither are we controllers, although we try to be. Therefore, because we live the lie of thinking that we're also enjoyers and that we're God, therefore we're little gods, therefore for us, lying is an offense. It's a sin. It's not just like enjoying independently is a sin. Similarly, lying is as well, because it's Krishna's prerogative. And when we serve Krishna, and when we serve his lila and his pastimes, then we can participate in those little lies that Krishna performs. But for us, they remain a sin or even possibly an offense. Then he says, what's the reaction for lying? I said, well, just like there's a reaction for everything in this world, everyone gets some kind of karmic reaction based upon the nature of the lie. How serious is it? And what's the consequent action that comes along with it? One thing is the lie itself, but usually one is lying about something, or lies lead to some type of activity. So all of those bear some type of reaction. But going back to my earlier point again, even if one tells the so-called truth in the material world, unless one is living the life of a devotee of the Lord, because his life is all a lie, therefore even when you tell the truth, then you still get reaction. So therefore, good and bad, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Dvaita Bhadra Bhadra Gansi Mano Dharma. It's all mental speculation. There's no question of good and bad or truth and lying. Everything is bad in this material world. Okay, then he says, well, how can, when can one tell a lie so that it's mercy? I would say my response to that will be, don't tell a lie. It's not mercy. Certainly one can cite quotes from Srila Prabhupada where one can say that one can lie on Krishna's behalf. But considering that we're conditioned souls and we've yet to come to the mode of goodness, which means that we need to be habituated to telling the truth, to living the truth, it's more important that we learn how to tell the truth first before we get into the transcendental situation of being able to tell a lie on behalf of Krishna, where it becomes, then it becomes mercy. Just like a child wants to build an airplane, but he doesn't even know how to add. So to build an airplane, you need to be an aeronautical engineer. First learn arithmetic, go to school, learn the basics, and then later on, then yes, you can build yourself an engineer. Build yourself an airplane, excuse me. So this is the age of Kali. That means that the last leg of religion, which is truthfulness, is being destroyed. We don't want to be an instrument in Kali's hands of destroying religion. Rather, we want to help reestablish religion. And so it would be good if we became religiously truth speakers, and then later on it'll become clear when we can conduct ourselves in a different way. How does a devotee react to someone who's lied to him? Well, devotees are human beings, and they'll react like human beings. They'll be disappointed. My personal experience is that when people lie to me, I'm disappointed. But more than disappointed, it risks the relationships of trust, because, of course, lying means that someone's not actually saying what they say or doing what they say, and if that becomes the case, then you lose faith in a person, you lose trust in a person, which means that whatever the relationship is, relationships can easily break down. And that's why I think that I would opine that telling the truth is such an important thing, especially amongst Vaishnavas, amongst family members, because it builds relationships. It's something that you can build a relationship on. And one thing is telling a lie, and the other one is not telling the truth. They're sort of different things. Telling a lie is that you're misrepresenting something, and not telling the truth is you're just sort of telling part of what happened, what you think, and so on, rather than telling the whole story, either part of the story or none of it. So that's also, for instance, in a someone's a witness to a crime and he doesn't report it, they're also considered to be a criminal. In other words, not telling the truth is also criminal. And that also has karmic reaction with it. So learning how to be honest and open and straightforward and speak things as they are, so that people really understand things, rather than another method of being dishonest, is to speak things in such an obtuse way that no one can really understand what you're saying, and then later on you said, well, I told you, but you may have said something, but no one quite really understood what it was that one said. So, clear lines of communication. And his last question is it possible to confront a person who's lied with his deed? And I would say it's not only that one can do that, but one must do it. Otherwise, one also becomes an accomplice. We should, if we hope to have any type of worthwhile relationship with people, then we should confront them with their lie and possibly the consequence of that lie, which is some type of activity, and emphasize the importance of that. Whatever the consequence, however unpleasant the truth may be, but better that we hear things straight than try to be pacified with lies. That's not a good life. So Srila Prabhupada would say, lie to some and not to others, it doesn't work. One who makes a habit of lying or lies to certain people under certain circumstances, ultimately he'll become a liar. It's a complex and duplicitous lifestyle. One of the symptoms of a Vaishnava, in fact, one of the important symptoms of a Vaishnava, is simplicity, honesty. Samodamastapasocham. So we should also cultivate simplicity, which means that we should tell the truth. Prabhupada would say that an honest person, he even tells the truth to his enemies. So that's the topic for today on lying and honesty, and we'll continue tomorrow. Hare Krishna.